Writing is, at the end of the day, a craft. To know more about how to do that craft correctly makes what you intend to communicate more clear and more heartfelt and better.
Serving all of Cochise County, you're listening to a special edition of the Herald Review's podcast, The Daily Chirp. I'm Summer Hom, and here's today's story. Writers, directors, poets, and more, time to bring your ideas to the table for this year's Creative Writing Celebration at Cochise College on April 8th and 9th at the Sierra Vista campus. Today, I sat down with Creative Writing Celebration director and chairperson, Alex O'Mara, to talk about this year's event. He's also an English and journalism instructor at Cochise College and is the author of Chasing Medical Miracles, a nonfiction book about clinical trials, and a novel titled Bad Day for the Home Team. Welcome to the program and thank you for joining us.
Sure.
So what can the community expect to see from this year's Creative Writing Celebration?
Well, we didn't have it last year because of COVID, so hopefully everyone is stored up and raring to go. This year we have, as we normally have, four presenters. They give workshops and people can ask them questions. The cool part about it is, I'm going to be honest, the people who are presenting are really good. I mean, they're seriously good at what they do, and it's a whole broad range. There's Bill Carter, who is the director of a documentary called Miss Sarajevo. He's also the author of three nonfiction books. In addition, he's a professor of film at NAU, and he's coming back, I think, from somewhere in Europe right before the thing, because he's making a film working with MIT doing that. So Bill's a heavy hitter, and he's a great guy, and I've known him for years. So additionally, there is Leslie Clark, who's a poet. She's going to talk about poetry and the five senses and how to kind of refine poetry a little bit. She is one of the founding members of the Creative Writing Celebration. She's a published poet. She's a lot of fun. And she's going to talk about poetry and how to approach that. So Bill Carter is going to talk about the business of filmmaking and getting your movies produced and getting a script read, the nuts and bolts of how do I become famous doing this, or at least appreciated, right? And then there is Ahmed Youssef, who is a short story and memoir writer. He is originally from Somalia. He now lives here. He's a great writer. He's seriously good. And he's going to be talking about, you know, forming characters on the page. So a lot of really craft, writing craft things. And finally, there's Jessica Powers, who's a publisher, and her presentation is going to be on how do I get published? You know, pretty straightforward in a Q&A format. She's also a children's author. She's written a bunch of books. Wonderful person, is familiar with Cochise County. So these are all a real breadth of experience from film to production to publishing and craft and writing and poetry. It just, it's a really, really good setup of people. So for that only, it's a great reason to come out. There's just a lot of people. The other reason is, writing's supposed to be this solitary thing. I'm sitting in my house alone and it's terrible. When you get a chance to talk to other writers and share some notes and bounce some ideas, kind of gives a breath of fresh air into maybe what you're doing, especially with COVID when we've all been sort of isolated and siloed. This gives people a chance to go, whoa, all right, what are you working on? Wow, well, really? So that networking thing just for craft is very valuable if you're sitting working on your writing, which can be frankly difficult. You know, the old thing, you stare into the abyss long enough, eventually the abyss stares back. It's getting really tiresome to look at that abyss. So this is a chance to get some reflective back and think about what you're doing and talk to other people about what you're doing as well.
One of those guest speakers, Leslie Clark, now joins us to talk about her workshop for this year's event. She's a former English instructor at Cochise College and a former editor of the online poetry journal Voices on the Wind. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Can you give us a preview of what you'll be discussing in your workshop?
Yeah, my workshop is called Senses of Poetry. And generally when we describe our world, we tend to concentrate on our sense of sight. But other senses can add to our impact of a shared experience, as many poets have shown. And in my workshop, we'll read poems that focus on senses other than sight, then compose and share our own poems on the senses of poetry. When I tend to think back different places I've been, I tend to remember through my sense of smell rather than my sense of sight.
In addition to the workshops provided at the event, Writers of all ages will also have the opportunity to show their work in both a youth and adult writing contest. So, what are some of the areas that the entries will be assessed on, and what are the prizes for the winners?
There's three categories in the overall writing contest, and they are memoir or your own story, nonfiction, okay, fiction, short stories, and poetry. And the criteria by which they're graded on, there used to be a rigid criteria for this. There's not anymore. We have four experts in writing and publishing coming. So it's basically whatever they like or don't like. I mean, it's up to their judgment, you know, and we trust their judgment. So we're not going to give a set of criteria that, did you have a good character? Did he walk and talk? We're not doing that. Because writing is not algebra. You know, it's not. It's interpretive. And those who do it well have some latitude to interpret and appreciate it in the way they want. So the four presenters and an individual from the Sierra Vista Herald will be the committee judging the contest entries and assigning first, second, and third places in those categories. Right now it's 100 for first, 50 for second, and 25 for third place.
In your opinion, why is it important to show writers of all ages both the creative side and the business side of the field? Can you speak to the salience of that?
Well, the creative side of the thing is, you know, I teach creative writing. I'm a published author. I do all that. Writing is, at the end of the day, a craft. You know, it's not like you sit there and there's a bolt of lightning and you, you know. I mean, I've never seen that. Maybe it happens. I don't know. But from what I know is you have an idea and you work on it and you work on it. You do this and you do that. It's a craft like anything else, you know. To know more about how to do that craft correctly makes what you intend to communicate more clear and more heartfelt and better, you know. So that can always use input. I mean, always, no matter where you learn it, whatever. I mean, I go out when I'm thinking of something and I listen to people talk. You know, I'm writing a book right now about a couple. And so I will go out and sit and listen to people who are couples and I'll listen to them talk and what they do. And I can tell a lot from those conversations, but I'm honing in on that. So there are ways to actually practice your craft and it doesn't have to be sitting at a computer, okay? The business side of writing is a whole other monster. It is, how do you get an agent? What's a query letter? What is a nonfiction proposal? It can be complicated, it can be overwhelming and intimidating, and to break that down into what you can expect out of that can relieve you of a lot of that frustration as you go through that process of submitting your work to be published, whether it's again to magazines, contests, publishers, etc., whether it's poetry, short stories, whatever it might be, okay, or a full-length novel or nonfiction book. All of those have rules. I mean, that's just the way it is, right? So knowing some of those rules, knowing some of those ins and outs as you go through that process is going to save you from basically banging your head against a wall in frustration and maybe make it a little more successful for when you undergo that.
When we write, after a while, we don't see our own problems with our writing. So I think it's important to get feedback from other writers. I mean, I can show things to my husband. He says, that's nice, honey, but he's an engineer, so he doesn't really appreciate writing. So associating with other writers is very important.
My guests today are Alex O'Mara, director of this year's Creative Writing Celebration, and presenter and author Leslie Clark. Thank you both for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to this special edition of The Daily Chirp. To listen to more content, go to www.myheraldreview.com/podcasts or check out The Daily Chirp on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. This podcast is sponsored by Lawley Automotive Group, Apex Network Physical Therapy, Sulphur Springs Valley Electric Cooperative, Benson Hospital, and Prestige Senior Living. I'm Summer Hom, and for the team here at The Herald Review, we wish you all a pleasant and informed day. See you soon!